This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brainstuff, Christian Sager here. Let's talk about purity, because we are surrounded by toxic stuff in this modern world. Car emissions in our air, factory runoff in our water, herbicides and pesticides in our food, trolls in our comment sections. If our bodies are temples, every pizza roll is a desecration. How can we become pure again? Well, juice cleanses supposedly rid our bodies of toxins and restore our digestive systems. Depending on the specific and sometimes copyrighted cleanse, you spend a couple days to a couple weeks consuming nothing but liquefied fruits, vegetables, and maybe some nut milk. Since lots of people are pretty bad about eating enough fruits and vegetables to begin with, this may mean that during a juice cleanse, you'd be getting more vitamins and minerals than usual. These are substances that your body needs to turn food into energy and to grow and maintain cells. Some even have antioxidant properties, which means that they can help prevent cellular damage under particular circumstances. The benefits of these vitamins and minerals are real, but keep in mind that your body can only process a certain amount of them at once. After that, you're just going to excrete the rest. Research does show that eating fruits and vegetables rich in these substances can decrease some risk of some diseases in the long run. The key phrase here is in the long run. The best way to reap these benefits is to consistently eat 5 or more servings every day. One juice binge isn't going to do much. Consuming nothing but juice for a few days also means that you'd get a lot less fiber, fat, and protein, and way fewer calories than normal. Fats and proteins are just as essential for healthy cellular function as vitamins and minerals, and fiber in the diet is actually part of your colon's normal cleansing system. It absorbs water and water-soluble waste in your intestines and moves everything on out. Plus, fiber can slow down your body's uptake of sugar, keeping your blood sugar levels more stable. Without it, and considering the high levels of fruit sugars and the limited calories involved in a juice diet, you will feel extra hungry and may experience dizzying blood sugar spikes and crashes. A day or two of this shouldn't do any harm to the average person, but restricting calories and nutrients for much longer than that can trigger starvation mode. Your body doesn't know when it's going to get more food, so it slows your metabolism down. When this happens too often, the change can be permanent. So, is it worth it? Psychologically, maybe. You'll probably lose a little weight due to the decrease in calories, which might be what you're looking for. And people around the world have been using short fasts to practice mindfulness for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. But physiologically, juice cleanses don't help clear toxins out of your body. The thing is that your liver and your kidneys are natural detoxifiers. They filter bad stuff out of your body all the time. But they need the full complement of nutrients provided by a healthy diet in order to do so.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.